Today, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll be learning the Mem Gimel of Masechtas Sukkah. The topics we will learn about include the following. Details about the mitzvahs of Lulav and Arava, when certain days of Yom Tov fall on Shabbos. When these mitzvahs override the prohibitions of Shabbos. How we know when we are obligated in the mitzvahs of Sukkah and Lulav. How the mitzvah of Arava was done during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the key terms and concepts we will learn about include Gizer de Rabba, the decree of Rabba. Rabbah decreed that certain mitzvahs are not done on Shabbos because fulfilling them may lead to violating the Shabbos. Kivu d'Yarcha, establishing the new month. In earlier times, the beginning of a new month was determined by witnesses who saw the new moon. Messengers would travel to various locations informing Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael that the new month had started. They would need to reach these areas before the 15th of the month so that people would know when Pesach and Sukkah should be celebrated. Sometimes the messengers didn't reach these cities in time, so the people in the farther away cities just assumed the previous month was 29 days, and they would celebrate Yom Tov for 2 days just in case. In Eretz Yisrael, there was no uncertainty, so they knew exactly when Yom Tov should be celebrated. Mechshiri Lulav. Things done to prepare the lulav for the mitzvah, such as cutting it off the tree and binding it with the other species. By Susan. These were followers of the heretic Baisus who were members of the Tzeduki who did not accept the authority of the rabbis or the validity of the oral law.